This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go. A little throwback. B.I.G. commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Kevin is now taking matters into his own hands. He has a public complaint with the city because it is literally almost impossible to get into work, except for somehow AB doesn't see it, which I don't get. But Kevin, what has become an issue?
There is a pothole in front of our garage entrance here at 1220 Olive. And it's one of those things that has just been a problem, and not just for me, for several other people in this building, they've noticed it. So much so that I was talking with our security guard, Tammy, and Tammy pointed me into the right direction on how you can get this complaint fixed, where you can go to make your complaint heard.
Tammy had advice for you?
Tammy had advice, and Tammy also said she sent other people there as well, and I believe she too went to this website. It's called Sinweb, C-I-N-W-E-B, at stlouis-mo.gov. And you look up your problem, and mine was a pothole in a residential area. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote, hello, there is a pothole in front of the garage entrance at 1220 Olive. And you type it all in, you give your information and whatever, my information, and I give my email, and then they send back a request, and you can always check the status of what's going on every time. Well, they're still checking on this status, but at least it's in the hands of people who check on things like this. I don't know how long it takes to get a pothole fixed.
Well, I pray to God the person checking on the status is not AB, because this thing is huge.
It's gaping.
And AB is like, guys, why do you guys keep complaining about it?
Yeah, you guys keep talking about it. And so I was like, okay. And I've been very aware when I pull into the garage, okay, pothole. And so I've noticed it.
You literally almost get a flat tire.
You watch TV when you drive.
Guys, I think unless I was completely still asleep when I drove in, guys, I think the pothole was fixed today.
I was going to say, I noticed something this morning.
I'm
going to run out of the studio.
I'm going to go down after this break, and I'm going to take a picture. Yes. I think that they fixed the pothole.
I noticed it this morning, too. I was like, wait a second. That did not feel the same. Maybe I went in on a different angle. That was my immediate thought. I was like, there's no way it's fixed. Because as of this morning, looking at the status, it says still pending.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is not. Oh. So maybe somebody did what I talked about
maybe
doing.
It's pending.
Kevin was going to bring his own gravel.
Concrete. Yeah, he was going to go out there.
Breaking news.
But I think it's fixed.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Think you're right.
All right. Do you think you can get down there and back in 4 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Okay. We're going to test it. We're going to update you on is the pothole fixed? Alex is already out of the studio. Look at this. Alex and AB have sprinted. I don't know why he's bringing AB. She didn't even see it the first time. And we'll update you. And then if you've ever gotten something fixed because you complained to City Hall, let us know. Breaking news. We have an update on the pothole. Has anyone out there, though, if you're just listening right now, anyone out there actually complained to, like, City Hall, a mayor, congressperson, actually got something done because of it? 314-531-9898. Because Kevin did. He filed a public complaint. Shout out to security guard Tammy.
Yes, for telling me the website to go to.
Where did you go, Kev?
I went to the SynWeb website. You can find it. And, you know, I mean, you actually just Google how do I fix a pothole, or, you know, who do I talk to about getting a pothole fixed?
Kevin, there are potholes everywhere. There's no way this works. There's no way it ever gets filled in. 314-531-9898. But then Alex goes, actually, Kevin, now that you mentioned that you had filed your public complaint, I felt like the pothole was missing. Mm-hmm. Alex went down there and checked during the song, and
AB is never going to experience the pothole because it has been filled.
Yes! No way!
It has been filled.
You're a hero!
Kevin, you went to the man. The man fixed it.
Kevin's complaints have been heard and addressed.
Wow. Vote, people, vote, because the mayor will do things. Oh my God. Kevin was screaming at the mayor on election day.
I just got sworn in like yesterday.
Do you remember Kevin screaming at the mayor at the top of his
lungs?
Let's
give a shout out to new mayor Kara Spencer.
Yeah, because Kevin.
On her platform, it was, we'll get the potholes fixed. Well, man.
Took no time.
2 days into office, boom.
She heard Kevin. Wow. Kevin was like, what did you say was my favorite quote? Kevin literally on the radio goes, we're across the street from the mayor's office. Yeah. I know you see me.
Yeah, I know she can see the pothole from the office. She must have seen it.
She did.
Mm-hmm. She got it done.
You know, wow. Nice and smooth.
Wow. It was smooth?
Yeah, it was not. We tested it out to make sure it was all, you know, all good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, oh man.
In my whole entire life, I don't know anyone who's ever complained to anyone and gotten any results. But then, AB, didn't you complain? You didn't get results, did you?
I got results.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
We're making the world a better place.
Like, on the side of the road by my parents' house where it gets, like, so much traffic, there were just these concrete blocks they kept putting in. So in our, like, neighborhood app, which is such a Karen thing to do.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, go to this link and complain about it. So I went to the link and I complained about it, and they're taking them out.
Shut up.
No way. Wow.
Man. We need to start complaining to the government more.
Exactly.
It's not. It's us. We have so much power. We have all the power. If you have a complaint that you want us to file, we will do it, and we promise change. Or if you are listening right now and you have publicly filed a complaint and it got changed, 314-531-9898.
Okay, so are we going to work on tariffs next? Is that our thing?
We'll make a change. Hannah, you made a, someone texted in something crazy?
Yeah.
Don't tell us what it is. Just tell us what it is right after Sam Smith and Normani. We'll take your calls on this on Y98 St. Louis. Still commercial-free. Everyone's kind of dancing with the stranger because you're sitting in your car. You're probably dancing commercial freestyle to the Brett Manger Show all together. So just look at somebody in the car and go, oh, yeah, we're all probably listening to the same song. We appreciate you. And we appreciate Kevin, the city hero, making change happen. Kevin filed a public complaint about a pothole as we go into the office. You really felt like you were just like diving into the Grand Canyon every single time you went into work, and you were risking your tire every single day. And Kevin filed a complaint, and that pothole has been fixed. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I want massive celebration.
I want to thank our security guard, Tammy, again for pointing me in the right direction on who I needed to talk to make this change effective. And I'll be, man, in just a couple of days, things got fixed.
2028.
Unbelievable.
Kevin and Tammy are going to be on the ticket, guys. Running for president.
Yeah, that's right.
Kevin and Tammy at your next debate. Wait for those two, man, on the ticket. Hannah, people are saying they need Kevin from other things or what?
I mean, yeah. Well, one person said this is why I voted for Kevin and AB, if you remember our political back then.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
Hannah,
someone brought that back up.
Hannah and I would have not gotten your bottle fixed.
No, that's for sure. But if anybody here in the studio faced any damage, we got a text saying, there was a pothole in the city my brother and about seven other cars hit. The city ended up fixing the pothole, and everyone actually got a small amount of money back towards fixing their cars.
Oh, wow.
So maybe that's our next step.
That
is
sounds
we need
like
to
it was a
some...
sinkhole.
Yeah, that's...
My goodness.
I've had a lot of issues.
So is this one at 1220.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I need a whole new car. It's just been a big issue.
Right.
Kevin, I feel like you're a miracle worker, but Katie's like, this isn't a big deal. You've gotten a pothole fix? Shut up. No way.
Oh, yeah, multiple times. So I used to commute down like Carondelet, like off of 55 down to, I don't remember the roads. I don't work over that way anymore.
You're good.
But the potholes would be so bad. It's like Mario Kart. So one day I called and I was like, who fixes these? This is insane. And every time, so I called and they fixed them the next day. And so then, you know, a few months later, potholes were bad again, and so I called again four times over like 4 years, and every time I called the very next day they were fixing those. So
man,
you had to provide specific locations, so between like this road and this road, you can't just say down Carondelet the whole way. They're like, no, we need roads. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll give you roads.
Wow.
Man.
Protect and serve. They
need
that.
No doubt.
This really is good information, Katie. I'm not going to lie. This was great. But why are you doing this to Kevin? Kevin thinks he's a hero right now. You're like, Katie's like, I did it four times.
Easy. No problem.
I just got in the car and I caught the tail end of it, so I didn't hear what Kevin did.
Oh,
but I'll be on the ticket too.
Katie, Kevin, and Tammy.
Gosh.
This is how it works. So you get into office and you can just hire all your friends into like spots and things like that. So it's gonna be Kevin and Tammy, and then all of a sudden Katie's working.
Yeah, exactly. It's how I work. Don't vote for me. I will tell you who to vote for, and that's Katie.
Patrick, you actually have been in office 23 years, and all the complaints come to you, huh?
Yeah, they call up with the normal stuff like potholes, stormwater damage, some trees that got to be done after a big thunderstorm.
Do you guys do anything with that information, or you're just like, a bunch of Karens?
Put it in the file.
Well, a lot of times we have it set up in our city where we put, if the elected official puts in a concern, it's called a governmental concern, and then staff gets back to us within 48 hours or so. But sometimes we can handle it ourselves. Like in February, I had a senior citizen because of the plow blocked the driveway, so I went over there and dug that out. There's been other times where people went ahead and called me. The senior, she said, I need a light bulb changed in my vaulted ceiling. And I said, well, I know the fire department does. So I called them up, and she told me the next day that within 10 minutes they were out there. The one concern I couldn't get fixed is right when I got in office in 2002, somebody called me up and said, you know, I'm going to Washington, D.C. in a month, and I need tickets to the White House tour. Can you get them for me? And I couldn't do that. Sorry. I mean,
Patrick, I have no idea, but there's just like something about your voice that feels like this guy gets stuff done.
Yeah, I need to
In our city, we got a lot of longevity in the elected officials, and the fact that we get things done too is a a testament that our neighboring cities, they get a lot of people coming to their public meetings complaining all the time. We hardly get anybody ever. We might see six people in a year come to our meetings. And I mean, we're a city of 60,000 people, so it's not like there's not things that need to be done, but the staff does a great job and they have trust in us.
I trust you. This is a politics. People don't trust politicians, Patrick, but I trust Patrick.
Yeah, and thank you, Patrick, for doing what you do. Because I think I think people are like me. They don't know who to go to get something done. But if you go to the right people, like a Patrick, things get done.
That's what happens. I mean, actually, just bring your complaints to us. We'll get it done for you. Yeah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.